Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner, President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their magazine that they publish on in print and electronically. And, of course, their annuals. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Sarah, you got a big event coming up this week, don't you?
I do. I am really excited about this. We have a new program that we're developing because we're starving for happiness. The world, we're so busy being unhappy. So I have a webinar on Thursday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can go to awakehappy.com, and it's free, and I'm talking about how your mind, body, spirit all work together. People think that they're out of control and they can't be happy. Well, your body helps you be happy. And actually, we're going to talk a little bit about that right now and the next thing we're going to talk about.
Good, good. Well, good for you. So they go to bottomlineinc.com and find it?
They're going to go to awakehappytoday.com.
Okay, awakehappytoday.com.
Awake happy today. Doesn't that feel good? Free webinar with me.
I wake up happy every day. And my family
doesn't.
You get
to see my face.
I know. Well, see, hey, folks, that's the trip. In fact, you should charge for that, Sarah. People will pay money to see that. So let's talk about this. There's another piece in your Bottom Line Personal by Mark Golston on how to worry less. And this is a big deal right now for small business owners. And I think that why do you think people worry? Why do you think some people worry more than others?
I think some people, it's a little bit of biochemistry. I think some people, it's, I call it the DNA of the house, right? Uh-huh. So that I know somebody who is an extreme worrier, and things like sickness are a hobby in that house because they forever talk about it. They're forever worried mm-hmm. about it. I'm worried about what's happening to, I just said this, what's going to happen with our next generation? These kids that are growing up,
I'm worried about that too. They're worried about growing up afraid, and I don't like that.
Yeah, and you know that, and you know, the minute, and I'm so rational about this, and even if they said, okay, you know, you're free, go, that you suddenly feel bad, you're so worried about if you're going to offend somebody, if you're going to come mm-hmm. too close to the personal space, we're making a country of neurotics.
Yeah,
and Mark Golston, Dr. Mark Golston is a phenomenal psychiatrist. He's very prolific. He trained hostage negotiators for the FBI. He's a fascinating man, good friend. And we did an article with him about three steps to worry less and how to become less neurotic, which, as you're saying, everybody is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so number one way is this thing called oxytocin. I was just talking about our bodies know how to treat ourselves well, and we don't realize that we kind of separate our minds and our bodies. But there's the hormone called oxytocin, which is the hormone of connection. Sex, hugging, breastfeeding, all those like that, the touch that makes you feel mm-hmm. connected to humans. And when you're a worrier, it's important for you to be able to connect to people. And talking to someone that you trust,
right.
that you feel comfortable with, and sharing your fears will help boost that oxytocin, which reduces the cortisol and the stress that reinforces the worry.
Well, and I was talking to someone this weekend about this. This person was depressed. And I said, the problem you have, the reason you're depressed is you have a lack of perspective in your life right now, this particular person.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about, when you go out and meet people, when you are around other people, you expand your perspective. And when your perspective expands, it's harder for you to become depressed. Because there are other people in your lives, and you're interested in them. They're interested in you, and as you say, it triggers those chemicals. But look around. What's your perspective? My perspective is these four walls. Well, that's not good, right?
Well, that's like we were saying in the prior segment. In terms of you think you're the only one with those problems. Well, you're not.
Right.
So now the other thing is, and this is so important. This is actually what I'm talking about on Thursday. they talk about hormones. They talk about, like, if you're depressed, you have a serotonin problem, take a pill and it'll increase your serotonin. Our bodies have this feedback loop. What you think affects your hormones, and your hormones' purpose, many of these hormones, is to drive your mood and drive how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do behaviors that suppress your hormones, well, you're not going to have the hormones to make you feel good. Right? So it's this very kind of cyclical thing, but we forget that we have, that our bodies are these magical machines that actually know how to help us. So it's kind of a fascinating, I call it, the, you know, the Mobius strip from math.
Go ahead with number two.
You want me to do number two?
Yes.
Okay. So number two is like cognitive behavioral therapy. When you catch yourself in a behavior that's creating a problem for you, you want to catch yourself in your harmful thinking, and then you shift your behavior. CBT stops you when you're on that kind of, that train that's running out of control. You get conscious of it, you stop it, and then you shift your thinking in another way. It trains you to shift your thinking. So, again, more journals. Goulston also says to get a journal and put a picture of someone, again, that you trust in there that you would talk to. And then when you start on your worry train, you go through kind of have a conversation with that person. He loves having, like, imagining a person you're conversation with. And have them, I'll call it, ask you questions. What happened? How did you feel? What does it make you want to do? What would happen if you did that? And what's the likelihood that your worry will come true? And that's really, to me, one of the biggest ones. Because we all worry, and it's, you know, like, so minute a chance that that's really going to happen.
Hold on to that thought. BottomLineInc.com is the website. Don't forget the big event on Thursday. We'll talk. I'll give you that website again after the break. Tim Till, right back to Sarah Heimer. I'm Jim Blassing. See you next week. Rodeo, and you know some good old boys
are ready to ride. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.